DD03, public mazakari free. Hello everyone, this is Dan from German Memes. Tumhe vichar to haso ke, where is Yuvi this week? So Yuvi won't be joining us this week because he has some work. So he will be coming back to us hopefully next week. We were planning to do an episode on monsoon in Daman this week, but we weren't able to as you was unavailable, so hopefully we will do that next week. So this week it will only be me, Dan, and I will be doing Dan solo, so get ready for it. Alright, so firstly I would like to thank everyone who's joining in on to this episode of the podcast. I'm sorry main udhar kuch नहीं बोल सकूँ बिकॉज आई मीन आई कैन स्पीक कुछ बात ऑब्वियसली बट यू नो अगर मैं कुछ बात करता हूँ तो इट डजंट खाना मेक सेंस टू मी टू यू नो स्पीक इन कुछ बात सो या आई जस्ट होप दैट इट्स ऑलराइट विद यू गाइस सो फर्स्टली आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू जॉइनिंग इन आई मीन वी हैव क्वाइट अ डीसेंट लिसनर्स जॉइनिंग इन फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. Firstly, I would like to thank people joining in from India, and that two people joining in from Gujarat, Daman and Diu, Maharashtra, Odisha, Delhi, Rajasthan and Kerala, as well as our listeners from the United Kingdom who are joining us from Leicester, Nottingham and different boroughs of London, as well as listeners from United States, New Zealand, Australia, Germany and Canada. So a huge thank you to each and every one of you for supporting us and listening to our episodes each and every week. It means a lot to me. So yeah, just a huge thank you to each and every one of you. Alright, so this episode will be segmented, so I'll just prepare some notes and I'll be very professional, hopefully, and if I'm not, then I duly apologize for it. Sorry, maaf kar jumane if I'm not perfect. That's all, you know, I'm human, I do make mistakes. So in this episode I'll talk about, firstly, you know, we have to address the elephant in the room, COVID. So you know, main kali je news ho chuto chu, so I'll just give you an update of what's happening with COVID in Daman, as well as news related to COVID from United Kingdom as well as all over the world. Also, I will talk about second wave, which is coming very soon, I believe. And then I'll talk about a show on Netflix, which I haven't seen yet, but I just felt like maybe I should talk about it because, you know, our listeners, we have a healthy mix of listeners from Daman as well as from all over the world, so I just felt like maybe I should talk about it, but just a bit, not too much. And then I'll talk about I love watching stuff on Amazon Prime and Netflix, so I'll talk about it, and maybe I'll throw in some random bits in the end. And one more thing, okay, I have to throw it short because it's only me recording, so you know, I just feel like, you know, method anxious, okay, you know, I'm talking too much, so hopefully I won't bore people. So I guess let's get started. Alright, so let's start with COVID-19. Okay, so I'm just looking at news related to COVID here in the UK, and our Prime Minister, Mr. Boris Johnson, he is actually he warned us of a second wave which is coming back in the Europe, because UK government in news of UK people, because you know, jail lockdown kholi and after that people started going to Europe for the holidays and stuff, but Spain ma recently a second wave aayi, and that's the reason jail logo bhi Spain thi paacha hota se hafta cha back in the UK they were told to quarantine, so which pissed off or angered many people. So yeah, I mean, that's really bad. I mean, you know, I can't imagine going to holiday and then, you know, coming back just to quarantine. I mean, that's messed up. And regarding COVID deaths in India and every other country. I mean, you know, I think India especially, COVID cases, as well as in South Africa, Argentina and Colombia. Like, I think these are the four countries where, you know, number of deaths per day is rising very fast. I'm actually reading this from a BBC article, so maybe I'll show na footnotes ma, I'll include the link to this article. And yeah, I think beach countries around the world, you know, which are having a second spike of COVID cases, they are Spain, Israel, Australia and Japan, which is quite saddening. But you know, that's the thing about our prayer. If we don't take care, if we're not cautious enough, this was bound to happen, and it's happening, unfortunately. So yeah, so all I'm trying to say is, you know, okay, so all I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, you know, just stay safe, take all the precautions you need to, wear masks, you know, you sanitize your hands, everything, because we need to, we definitely need to. And you know, our critical times, you're like, you know, times like this, we have to be extra careful to keep ourselves safe as well as people around us, because you know, I think most people know perception of the, you know, once the number of cases go down, we'll all be safe, but that's not the case. I mean, I think may realistically put the picture, okay, you know, I think it would take us absolutely about 2 to 3 years to actually recover from COVID, because you know, COVID na che economic repercussions bhi thaya che, they are quite huge. And I think I just feel bad for people who have recently graduated like me. Okay, you know, job find corona thodi problem thashe, and yeah, like, you know, I mean, it's quite saddening. So yeah, I think that was my COVID rant. So I mean, yeah, just all I'm trying to say is, you know, stay safe, people. I know times are hard, but I think these are the kind of times where we have to be extra safe and critical about this, and also help people around you, keep everything clean, work out, eat healthy. Sorry, I think I'm trying to give you moral support. I mean, I would absolutely love to, but I think I'm just giving you moral tips. So yeah, it's up to you if you want to, and yeah, just stay safe. So that's that. And now let's talk about this one particular show called Indian Matchmaking. So you know, our show, it has been making quite some rave reviews on articles and on news websites all over the world, and I don't quite get it, okay, why it's making you know, I mean, why it's been so hyped up. Like, here's the thing, Major and Trilogy, I mean, I haven't even seen the trailer. I mean, that's how bad. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I haven't seen it, so I'm no one to judge, but I just feel like, why do we kind of need to, you know, have a show about matchmaking? It makes sense to a certain extent, but I mean, I just feel like, you know, it's a bit of a cringe if you look at it from an NRI perspective, because you know, it just shows the kind of double standards and flaws we have in our society. And I mean, it's just bad, like, you know, at the end of the day. So yeah, like, yeah, I mean, I don't have anything to say, I haven't even seen it, but a friend told me, like, you know, on your podcast, maybe you can talk about it this week if you prefer to. So yeah, I just felt like, you know, just to have more minutes onto the podcast, I'll be absolutely honest. So yeah, I'm just talking about it. So yeah, I have nothing else to say about it. And apart from that, I'll just tell you guys about, you know, main sujota chu aajkal on Netflix. So you know, the thing about me is, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like watching stuff online. So Mario check him, like for platforms or apps, like, you know, Netflix and Amazon Prime, I always prefer to keep, I mean, to download stuff and keep it onto my system so that I can watch it at my own pace and ease and convenience, if that makes sense. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing about me. I know it's a bit weird ki amok loko khali online joy, but that's me. So right now mara mobile, I just have my phone here right now, and I currently have these shows downloaded onto my Netflix app. So I have Snowpiercer, I'm not sure whether I'm able to look at Joey Snowpiercer movie, which came out in 2013 and it stars Chris Evans. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's great. I think you guys should definitely watch it because it was, and it was also directed by the director who, directed Parasite. So it's just absolutely amazing. So this show is related to that movie. I think it's a continuation of it. So I think you guys should definitely check it out. And I, and the second show I have, and here's the other thing, you know, man. Okay, be sure you, if I feel interested, I'll download the whole season, because you know you give me internet fast twice. So I mean, it's better to just, you know, download stuff, keep it with you and watch it wherever you go, because you know, major job per job, okay, you know, even if I like this pre-COVID, and even like, you know, at my uni, I always used to just watch this stuff into tube, like underground trains and stuff. I mean, it's just convenience after all. And the second show is The Umbrella Academy. I think it was released last year, I guess. So, you know, in Shruti, okay, I actually watched the whole season's recap. I was quite interested. And that kind of got me interested into the show. So, yeah, like, you know, Umbrella Academy, I think second season we have watched recently. So, yeah, I think I'll watch the first season easily. Like, you know, my room, I think I'm going to binge karu. I at least take 2 to 3 days if I'm really free and I don't have anything. So yeah, I mean, you know, Snowpiercer and Umbrella Academy, I haven't even touched even an episode of those seasons yet. So yeah, I think I'll let you guys know how I found it. And you know, third thing on the list is Down to Earth with Zac Efron. I think you guys know Zac Efron from High School Musical. So, you know, I think a travel show slash documentary series on Netflix, and I'm finding it quite good. You know, a different country as much I with another person, and like, you know, you look, I mean, they are generally talking about, like, you know, stuff related to the ecosystem and, like, you know, how we can help Earth, like, you know, how to stay healthy and stuff. I'm not sure if I'm actually doing justice to the show, but yeah, I mean, it's quite great. And the fourth thing on the list is How I Met Your Mother. So I think I'm on season 3 right now. Okay, so you know, How I Met Your Mother is, I think it's a very well scripted show. I absolutely loved it. So yeah, I'm just watching it. And the fifth show on my Netflix app is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Another great show, and I'm on season 4 right now, on episode 6, I guess. So so yeah, I'm just watching it. So what I do is, like, you know, I mean, it depends on my mood with watching this stuff. So some days I'll just someday I'll only watch, like, you know, 4 or 5 episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and on the other day I'll watch How I Met Your Mother. So I mean, it completely depends on my mood. So yeah, enough with Netflix. Let's head over to Amazon Prime. So on Amazon Prime, I'm currently hooked onto Parks and Recreation, and it's quite good. Like, you know, story structure nice chair, and you know, the thing about me is I kind of like shows which which follows the format of mockumentary, because it's just amazing. Like, you know, yeah, man, I just like mockumentary. That's my thing. So I'm on season 2 of it right now. I think I'll finish season 2 maybe today or tomorrow, and after that I'll be watching this movie called True Grit, starring Hailee Steinfeld, a great actress, also Jeff Bridges and Josh Brolin, Matt Damon, some of my favorite characters. So enough about entertainment. All right, let's just talk about something else. Something random, to be honest, because I think I have kind of gotten bored of listening to myself talk. So let's just talk about India, actually. So you know, I think here's the other headline I'm literally reading on the Google News India page. So it's by BBC News. It says, Indian matchmaking, the cringeworthy Netflix show that is a huge hit. Okay, come on, give me a break. So So that's that. I'm literally just. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. How many minutes are we in now? Okay, 14 minutes. All right, so I think that's it from me. Sorry, I wasn't able to do a proper show this week due to some constraints. I apologize for that, and I'd just like to again thank you guys for tuning in, and I would really, really appreciate it if you could share this podcast with your family and friends, because we're trying to build a community of people in Daman who are into podcasting and stuff. And you know what would be great? If you could send us suggestions, feedback, or even ideas for podcast episodes, just like this gentleman from New Zealand. He told us to do a podcast episode on ghost stories in Daman, and I have absolutely taken a note of it, and we will actually be doing an episode on it. So yeah, I mean, I think if you want to listen our view on something related to Daman, just DM us and we would absolutely do an episode on it. And yeah, that's it from me, Dan, from UK this week. So I hope to see you guys next week. Okay, chal maila, bye bye.